An important part of the plan to save the spotted owl is to get an accurate owl count, and researchers have been experimenting with specially trained dogs that can identify spotted and barred owls, but it's not clear yet whether the technique will catch on. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The current method of surveying for endangered spotted owls involves playing recorded owl calls and waiting for a response. But nature is throwing a wrench into this technique. Researcher Lisa Hayward says barred owls are expanding into this region. They're harassing their smaller cousins and making spotted owls harder to locate.
The spotted owl is becoming less responsive to vocalizations. We think because we know the barred owl will attack with lethal force in some cases, and so it's not in the interest of the spotted owl to draw attention to their presence.
Hayward until recently worked at the University of Washington's Center for Conservation Biology. That center figured a good workaround would be to train dogs to go into the woods and locate owls by the scent of their pellets and poop.
They sit down and indicate, and then the surveyors bring those pellets back to the lab, and they can swab the surface to actually confirm that it's a spotted owl pellet or a barred owl.
The research team is preparing to publish results of a 3-year study. It shows the dogs can identify spotted owl and barred owl roosts, and they can do it far more efficiently than traditional vocal surveys. Jim Threekill supervises the Roseburg, Oregon field office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Government agencies like his are waiting for peer-reviewed and published results. Until then, he says he's not yet ready to endorse detection dogs.
The service is open to having alternative methods. We need to have that discussion about the rigor that goes in and what the statistical analysis would say about presence and absence.
Supporters of the owl sniffing dogs say their technique has the potential to save taxpayers and private timber landowners thousands of dollars by reducing the time spent surveying. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.